I'm
All
very
right.
curious about these Reddit questions that have to do with me.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, yeah,
let's
let's read
do
one
one
of
of
those first.
those. Okay, I've got two to choose from. I'll
Okay.
read the titles and we can decide which one we like.
Okay.
Number one is, am I the asshole for wanting to get the VIP pass for Halloween Horror Night so I don't have to wait in long lines? And then the second one is, would I be wrong to bring my 5-year-old son to Halloween Horror Nights?
Off the
Okay.
bat, no. No, they would not be.
I have thoughts. The first one I feel like sounds like me. So like a little
Oh, yeah.
story time. Okay. So I'm getting married in October. My fiance proposed to me at Horror Nights last September. And so I knew before we were even engaged that like when I get engaged, I want my bachelorette night to be at Horror Nights because that's like my favorite thing ever. And I've had a lot of friends that have had their bachelorettes be like at Disney, and I'm like, that's the same kind of thing. And so Orlando is the Horror Nights that I like more because it's the one that I usually go to. It's also the one that has the deeper lore and stuff like that. But then when we decided that, so it complicated things because my fiance wants us to go to Horror Nights in Orlando every September, like around the time that we got engaged, as like a couple week
That's
trip
cute.
thing. So I was like, okay, well, if we're going to Horror Nights in September, then like I wouldn't want to just immediately turn around and go back and do it again. So I like the bachelorette would be the beginning of October, and then I was thinking about it like, well, that's pretty close to the wedding because the wedding is October 11th. And so I decided like, let's just do it at the Hollywood one. We're doing it like the wedding is on a Saturday. We're doing it on the Thursday night. Because then that way, I mean, everyone's gonna have to go, like everyone that is not local to Southern California is gonna have to fly out there for the wedding anyway. So it's not like an extra airline flight. Like you're gonna have to be in the, and it's like so close to the wedding that you could just kind of group it all in to make it one trip. So I like tried to make it as reasonable as possible.
Yes.
And what I wanted to do originally was the Rip Tour in Hollywood because that's what my fiance and I do in Orlando. Where you have like a guide that takes you to the front of all the lines of all the houses. You also get food that comes in with your ticket. There's a buffet of like the different event foods that you can have before, and like all these different like VIP seating for the shows and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff that comes into it. So tickets were released for Hollywood. We saw the prices and we're like, okay, like we're not going to be able to do the Rip Tour because we had told, so we got engaged September of 2024. So like literally like September of 2024, I told the wedding party like, okay, like
A
heads up, like
year in advance.
these are the things that that are gonna have to happen. Like the bridesmaid dresses, I did the best that I could to like I'm using Birdie Gray, so it's one of those sites where we picked the fabric and then they, as long as it's the same color and fabric, there are multiple different dress types, and so they could choose their dress. The dresses are like inexpensive. I didn't want it to be something too expensive, and since they can choose their dress style, like if they want a high neck or strapless or whatever, I feel like there's a good chance that they could probably use it for something else. So I didn't feel as bad about asking them to buy the bridesmaid dress. And then the other thing, when I like asked them to be my bridesmaids, was like, hey, and for the bachelorette night, we're gonna go to Halloween Horror Nights. And the amount that I told them to budget for, it ended up being the express pass ticket price instead of the Rip Tour. So I was like, okay, well, we're gonna do that instead of the Rip Tour because I told everybody to budget for that. And then when it came time to do it, people were kind of like, oh. And I was like, if it's a money issue, like I can help, it's fine. And so I had
Very
so there was
kind.
like a couple weeks of me like being like, am I the asshole for asking to do for my bachelorette night. So that question feels very, very pointed and timely, because I was like very concerned that like, am I the asshole for expecting this? So I want to hear that one first.
Okay. I was going to say, we're going to read this and then have to have Eric come in and do his like closing statement. I feel like you had a whole case ready. Ooh, okay, let's see.
So he was the one that was like, oh no, you're not. And then the thing is, we just decided to make it like a bridal party thing instead of a bachelorette thing, because Universal announced the Fallout was going to be there, and a lot of the groomsmen. So it ended up being okay. So it's like, even if not all the bridesmaids want to go, that's fine, because the guys are going to be going. But that was a situation where I was like thinking like, oh my god, but in retrospect I'm like, no, I think it's okay. So I want to hear what this person has to say.
Okay, let's compare.
All right. Am I the asshole for wanting to get the VIP pass for Halloween Horror Nights so I don't have to wait in long lines? For context, I have gone to Horror Nights 4 times in the past, and every year the lines get way bigger. Last year, I was only able to go to 3 out of 10 mazes because each line was over 3 hours long. I told myself if I ever come back... Yeah, I don't know what year. She must have gone, like, pretty close to Halloween and...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess sometimes Orlando, when it gets close to Halloween, they get to be 3 hours. Okay, all right.
Yeah. I told myself if I ever come back, I'm going to invest in the more expensive VIP passes, so it would be more worth, more of my time. Me and my best friend have been wanting to go, and I told her I wanted to invest in the VIP passes, so it's not a waste of time, and she agreed. Now comes the time, and the tickets are $279, and I have a boyfriend that is coming along too, and she also invited 3 friends that could possibly join. I told her I still want to buy the VIP tickets, and in response, she tells me she no longer wants to spend the money so she can save up for a car. She then said to still buy the VIP tickets, and she'll just wait in the long lines, and either way, it'll still be fun. I'm irritated because I know it's not fine, and when the time comes, I'll have gone on many mazes while she's still in line for one. She says it's fine, but deep down I know she's expecting me to just suck it up and wait with her. I refuse to wait in those long lines. I want to enjoy the experience, and she's known that for a while now. I know if I wait in those lines, I won't have a good time, especially since I plan to not have to wait at all. Now I don't want to go with her. I want to tell her to just go with her other friends. But that'll be a dick move on my part, even though it's a very practical suggestion. So, am I the asshole for wanting to spend the money and skip the lines anyway? Mind you, we planned this a while ago, and she chose to spend almost $400 now on microblading her eyebrows.
That's not a car. That was a down payment for a car. $400? Oh my god!
What are you doing to your eyebrows? Even if you're like doing the laminating or whatever, where they do that, that shouldn't be $400.
No, someone is ripping you off. Just go to the mall and get that done. Also, absolutely not an asshole.
No,
that was the plan. That girl agreed. Their friends are horrible at communicating with each other. Surprise, surprise. No, I'd be pissed if I were her.
Not the asshole. Okay, as someone who has a lot of Halloween Horror Nights experience, I can confirm if you do not have the Express, you need to be planning to go for multiple nights. So, like, back before Eric and I started dating, I would, because I have a cousin that works for Universal and lives right there. So I would get, like, the basically season pass for Horror Nights so that I could go as many nights as I wanted. And I would plan on going like 3 or 4 nights. And it would take me 3 or 4 nights to like get to everything, but I was okay with it because I was getting to experience it more. Yeah. Eric cannot do lines. Like he long standing can trigger like gout symptoms and stuff like that. He just can't do it. So the first time that we went together, he was like, we either need to do Express or the Rip Tour. And then we realized that the Rip Tour also comes with a buffet and like VIP seating for the shows. You get like legit escorted to the front of the line. You get breaks in like special air conditioned areas throughout the night. So that's what we do. And it's not cheap, but also the base ticket for Horror Nights is not cheap. So I don't like that. Would be frustrated. Like, I get where that person would be frustrated because, like, that's still a lot of money to pay and know that you're not going to get to do everything. As opposed to, like, it's not. I mean, it's an upcharge, sure, but like, if you really care about doing everything, I feel like in the long run, it's more worth it to do that. So I don't know. I get where they're coming from, and yeah, that is frustrating. Yeah. And like, yes, that would be like, I get why she would feel bad about telling the friend, like, well, I don't really want to go with you anymore. But I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Because
no,
you're not going to be able to time it so that you're together because I mean, so the Express, there is still a little bit of a line. The only thing that has guaranteed no line is the Rip Tour because you literally have a guide that like takes you to the your group to the front. But with the Express, like there is still a little bit of a line. It would kind of be like if you went to Disney and like one person was like, I'm gonna get lightning lanes, and then the other person was gonna get the just do the standby. Like you can't, I mean, the you person that doesn't that, have right. the lightning lane, yeah, you can't time it. The person that doesn't have the lightning lane can't wait in the lightning lane line. The person who has the lightning lane is not going to wait in the standby because that'd be a waste of the lightning lane that they paid for. So it just doesn't make sense for anybody. It's not going to work.
Honestly, I feel like this person could just use the like, they technically could still go by themselves, but with that person, because of the logistics of it. They're just going to be standing in line alone. And if she was okay with going alone, then, you know, whatever. Ditch your friends, use your VIP pass, meet up with them for food in the middle of the trip or something.
I don't think she's the asshole to be annoyed, but I also don't think there's that big of a problem here because she's bringing her boyfriend. And, like, her friend invited people. So, like, in theory, they go through lines together, and then her other friend is standing in line. She's like, hey, just let me know when you guys make it through your house, because it'll be much faster for me in the VIP. And, like, we'll meet up and get food and get a drink, and we'll hang out for, like, 20 minutes, and then you guys go to another ride. I'll go. Like, you can definitely, like, you won't be with each other the whole night, but you both have people, so you can have, like,
It's doable. So as someone, so when I had my like Horror Night season pass, I would go and then my cousin and her friends would always upgrade to the Express. And so then I would like try to meet up with them, and like, it is doable. It's just a little inconvenient, but I mean, it is possible to make it work.
Well, okay. I have a conspiracy theory now, which so I think we forgot entirely that the title of this was that the boyfriend is the one who didn't want to get the VIP tickets, right?
No, her best friend.
No, it's the friend.
It was the friend. Okay, because for a second I was like, maybe the boyfriend's just like a broke boy. So
yeah, it's her best friend. This post to me just seems like written out of somebody who's very annoyed. Like she spent $400 microblading her eyebrows. I'm like, but did she, or did she just say she went and got her eyebrows done, and you just looked at the most expensive one? You were just spent $400 instead of like she spent $100 on a self care thing that will serve her for a couple months or whatnot. So I think it's not
the
asshole. Just get your pass.
I see both sides. I am inclined to side with the person that wrote the post because I'm like, I see myself in it. I get it.
Not the ass. She's not the asshole. I think her friend like is a little bit of the asshole just because she should have just told her friend, like, hey, like, I don't think I'm going to do like the, like, so sorry. I know we talked about this, but I don't think I can do the VIP thing. And it's like it'd be very different if it was something like an event, like it's my, you know, the whole bridal party is going, and then you're kind of
oh no, that would be yeah
that's a little different.
All right, What was the other one? Oh, I already forgot.
Taking her 5-year-old son to Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, as long as he wants to go and you're not torturing him. I guess we should read the story first.
We need to hear the post because I have my cousin's youngest son decided last year that he wanted to go. So I want to hear what this person says. And then when we're discussing whether or not we think they are the asshole, I will chime in with my experience.
Okay. I have feeling as someone who's worked as a scare actor and has seen kids crying and parents, they literally have to be escorted through the house with like somebody who's like, don't scare the kid. Like, and I'm just like, why would you bring your kid? Like, so we'll see.
When the literal point is scared.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out.
So for context, my son loves Halloween and all things scary. We have taken him to many haunted houses since he was 3. And for the past year, he has been obsessed with Five Nights at Freddy's. He absolutely loves the movie and games.
That's going to be a problem at Horror Nights this year, though, because Five Nights at Freddy's is going to be there. I feel like there's going to be so many situations where parents are tempted to bring kids that might be too young. But anyway, I'm so sorry.
No, you're right, though.
I honestly don't let him watch YouTubers streaming the game only because of the curse words they use, but his whole room is Five Nights at Freddy's. He's so excited for the new movie as well. He is currently 4, but turning 5 in August, so when it's time for Halloween Horror Nights, he will be 5. And I've seen that they announced they're doing a Five Nights at Freddy's haunted house, and I really want to take him to it since it's take him to see it, especially since I feel like it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to see such a haunted house. I have a lot of feelings about this. I don't think we will take him to any of the other haunted houses. Just that one. That one most likely depending on how he does, of course. Has anyone brought their young ones to these things before, and how did it go? I'm confident that he will enjoy it, but I'm not so sure about the other themes. And are kids even allowed in? Any advice or comments are welcome.
All right, so here we go.
Google is free, is my advice, lady. Okay, sorry. Yes,
so
go on.
They are allowed in. The disclaimer is parental discretion is required for children younger than 13. According to Universal, 13 is like the youngest age that they would say is okay. But last year, my cousin's youngest son wanted to go. He was 7 at the time. This was a little bit of a different situation, though, because she works for Universal, so she gets a certain number of passes. So what we did was I was going on a regular ticket, so I took my own car in case he wanted to leave early, so that way I could stay and get my use out of the ticket. His mom was okay with leaving early if he wanted to leave early. So we took him around the scare zones first to kind of see how he would react to like the scare actors like in the open, and then we decided that if he was okay with that we would try with the Ghostbusters house, because almost every year, I don't want to say every year because I'm sure that there's years where this wasn't true, but almost every year there is one house that is like slightly more family friendly. Like Ghostbusters, the Stranger Things house, the Beetlejuice house, there's always at least one that's a little tamer. So our game plan was, okay, we're going to do the scare zones. If he does okay with the scare zones, then we'll do Ghostbusters. And then I had been through all the houses at that point, so I kind of knew the rank of where everything was happening.
So
first we took him through the Blumhouse scare zone. And because that one was like out in the open, and we thought like, okay, this one would probably be like the chillest. He was really nervous at first, and we told him, we were like, okay, we're holding onto your hands. If you want to turn around, let us know. We'll turn around. Like, cause it's a scare zone. It's outside. You don't have to stick with the flow of the line. Yeah, so we're like, if you want to turn around, let us know. And he was like, no, I want to do this. And we were like, okay. So we like walked to the Blumhouse scare zone. He was like scared of the Purge actors, but we were like right next to him. We just kept telling him like, they're people. They're wearing costumes. Like, it's okay. You're okay. You're not in the movie.
It's Halloween.
And he ended up really liking it. One of the Purge scare actors like came up to him and like gave him a high five, and like my cousin was like so excited about that.
Okay. Cecilia, you were a scare actor, so I wonder, like, from your perspective, if you were like out there, what would the reaction
be? Most scare actors don't go after young children.
Yeah.
Okay. I would assume, yeah, most people are psychopaths. Most scare
actors are quite kind.
But
there's also scare actors, I've known scare actors who don't care. They're just like, scare.
Their job is to scare people.
I think like 7 or 8.
Five seems really young.
I mean, practically 4.
Yeah, that's a little bit of my concern. So he was 7. So we ended up not doing the houses because we did the scare zones. And then we were kind of explaining to him the houses are the same kind of thing, but with the houses, you're inside. And so the scare actors are closer to you. And so we were like, we're not going to force you. Like, how do you feel? And so he like thought about it. And then he was like, no, I don't think I'm ready to do the house. I think the scare zones are enough. So we did the food. We did the other rides that were open. And then like his mom, like they were there for like a couple hours, and then she like took him home, which was fine. Cause again, she didn't pay for tickets for them because she was a Universal employee. And then I stayed and like used my ticket and stuff. So, well, I mean,
my other question too, is this woman made of money? That she's like, well, I might just buy a ticket and then we, you know, go and it sucks and we leave 5 minutes later because he's scared. Like, you just wasted $500? Huh?
Well, it's not $500. It would be probably.
It's a significant chunk.
It's at least 3 of them because it sounds like it was probably her partner, and then the son.
Yeah, because there is no children's ticket option because Universal does not want to encourage children to go.
Yeah.
So it would be probably about like $375, probably about $125 per person.
Yeah, I don't think I would just casually spend that on something that I would just like toss in the trash 5 minutes later. So that's insane to me.
That's very nice that the kid likes Five Nights at Freddy's, but also I'm trying to
once in a lifetime when you're 5.
I've only seen the movie once, and I think the conceit was that like they're nice and they like children. So, which is not, I feel like that's not the kind of experience that kid's gonna have in the house.
I don't know. My concern is because, like, okay, over the summer for summer camp this year, 2 nights a week, I would look after 3, 4, and 5 year olds. And there would be some kids that were like, oh, I really like some horror thing. So we thought like we might introduce them to like Nightmare Before Christmas because we're like, that is like horror, but it's like Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a good starter.
We didn't even show the video because we were like a screen free camp, but we could play music. So we played the song for This Is Halloween, and some of the kids, just the lyrics were too much for them. So even though they were like, I really like horror, I really like scary things. And then it was like this song that is like pretty much a kid's movie, but like explaining like the monster under your bed and stuff like that, like in the song, was too much for them. So my concern is that like, yes, he might like the characters, but when he's like in a situation where it's like close quarters, there's a lot of dark like if he's afraid of the dark or is not a fan. I'm still kind of afraid of the dark in like I don't like
oh, when I'm terrified you go into
like a haunted house and there's like a room where you can't see anything. So as like a basically still 4 year old because you just turned 5. Like I think it might be a little much.
I think it's gonna be way too much. Oh, way, way, way too much. Maybe start with like a haunted hayride. The kid is 5. I don't think it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing also. I think, like, it's a popular franchise. It's going to be around. It might not be that specific thing, but there will be other things.
What I would say, if they are Orlando locals or if they're going to be in Orlando for some other reason, like the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, at Universal City Walk, they have this place. It's technically like a nightclub, but it's just kind of, they just use it as like a themed kind of building. And for every holiday, they have these like kind of themed things. And I've like heard people talk about that they might theme it like Five Nights at Freddy's themed. So that might be a thing too. If you're already in the Orlando area, maybe take him to that because he could see all the decorations and kind of walk through the building. If they do that, I don't know if they're going to do that for sure.
That would be a cool alternative.
Kind of see the characters and stuff, and then no one would be jumping out at him. So that's an option.
They're throwing him in the deep end, and he cannot swim.
I mean, this one comment also, like, I'm looking through the comments. Everyone agrees. They're just like, this kid's too young. But they're just like, you know, I think the entire Horror Nights experience is not good for a 5-year-old. It's truly an exhausting night. It would be hard on a 5-year-old. There are huge crowds with lots of people drinking, which is so true.
Yeah.
And smoking. And it's loud everywhere you go. There's fog machines. Yeah, so they're just stating all the stuff that, like it's just not a great environment to have your kid at.
No.
Yeah, it's like there's been a lot of talk.
Oh my god, so this was too much. Yeah, this is this year.
Yeah, this
Art
is
the Clown is going to be walking around, right?
Ooh, yeah. Yikes.
So, like, bad.
Yeah, but the Scare Actors and Scare Zones, they're not going to mess with him.
No,
but anyway.
But, like...
Yeah.
As a child, having a clown, like, even if they're not interacting with, like, you just keep seeing the same clown everywhere, like, how terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's but, what happened to me oh God, with I Pennywise.
I left my train of thought. There have been situations where people have brought their kids. Probably the most notorious one was they did a Christmas-themed haunted house at Horror Nights, like, a long time ago, like before I started going. And there was a scene where Santa was decapitated. And then all these people went to guest relations. And all these parents were like, my child is scarred for life. And then they're like, well, you're not really supposed to have your kid here. So that, I believe that, I could be wrong. But I believe from what I've heard in the insiders that I've talked to, that that's where the 13 and up parental discretion thingy came from because of the people are like, oh, this is gonna give my child nightmares, and it's like, well, they really shouldn't be
well
here.
You brought them to a haunted house. People don't understand what parental discretion means. Like it can still exist and be there. You have to be the one to make the judgment call and get the information and find out if it's okay. Some people shouldn't be parents, and that's a different video entirely.
That said, I have a friend who, when her daughter was like less than 1, how old would she have been? She would have been 8 months old. They went down to Orlando and they were going to go to Horror Nights and they weren't sure if they'd be able to find a babysitter. And so they considered bringing her, and then their reasoning was, she's 8 months old. She's not going to remember it anyway. She's going to think it's some weird fever dream. They did not end up taking her. They did find a babysitter.
Okay.
But that they were strongly considering taking her.
Man.
It's more of a safety issue. Today, we went on a hike. There was a waterfall. There was a ledge. These people were taking a picture of their baby, like holding it off of the thing in the car seat. I was like, you're going to drop your baby into the waterfall.
And the other issue is you're not supposed to be carrying your children. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess with an 8-month-old,
are you going like, to bring a stroller?
The cutest thing that I ever saw was, this was not at Horror Nights. This was at Howl O' Scream, which is the SeaWorld one. And the one in San Antonio, they try so hard, but it's kind of janky. I feel so bad saying that because you can tell the scare actors try so hard, but it is a little
janky. I'm sure they know.
And there was a mom with a 3-year-old that were in line ahead of me one time, and they were going through. It was like this outdoor maze. And it was like these zombies, and then it was supposed to look like this, like tent, camp area, and that nuclear waste had spilled and turned them into zombies. And like the zombies were like, they would still come up and like do the little scares, but they would like get on his level, and it was so cute. And he was like having the best time. And he was like
sweet.
It was like so much braver than like the adults that were in our group. It was adorable. God. Well, so I don't know, maybe that
nicer.
Yeah. So maybe that kid, when he turns 5, since he had Howl or Scream down when he was 3, maybe. But I'm gonna say that the average kid, no.
No.
Well, we did it, gang.
Listening. We hope you had a lovely time and you agree with all of our opinions.
And if you don't, eat that motherfucker. I'm flipping you off if you're only listening on a podcast.